You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe.
Just believe. In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am really looking forward to this interview with a man who is not a stranger to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Who knows, maybe even million. The people and the lives we touch and the ways that we do are a mystery to me, and a beautiful one at that. And this guest certainly is one who touches so many people in so many different ways. He appeals to them from very many different aspects. He has so much information to share. He's going to talk about food. He's going to talk about life. He's going to talk about energy. And he's going to talk about things that will hopefully inspire you to have the kind of life, more of the life that you are looking forward to having as we all grow in energetically and consciousness and hopefully more in health. He covers in his videos, DVDs on YouTube, during his public engagements, his website. He covers food, vegetables, fruit, juices, vitality, exercise. He covers so much, and so many of us have watched him grow as well through the years. And through his videos and through what we have learned from him being a part of our life and us being a part of his. So for those who don't know our guest, Dan McDonald, you're going to want to stick around and listen to what he has to say. I'm looking forward to bringing on our guest, Dan McDonald, when we get back on Life Changes.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We are back, and we're going to be talking to Dan the Man, the Life Regenerator. And it's interesting because this very week, a friend of mine jokingly told me a story. Well, he wasn't joking, actually. He was telling a story that he thought would be a funny story. And he was telling about a friend of his. He was over a friend of his house. And his friend's son was walking around eating something blue. And I don't remember if he told me what it was that he was eating, actually. Might not even say it if he had. But he was walking around eating something blue, and he had blue all over his face. And the friend was telling me that he told the boy, "What flavor is that?" That's what he asked the boy. And the boy looked at him almost in disgust, like, you should know, and said, literally, it's blue, and walked away. And he chuckled, and I paused and thought about that. Well, sure enough, come this weekend, I was with family and friends at a baseball game. And there I was at one moment at the counter while while these friends of mine were ordering something to drink and to eat. And one of my friends decided they wanted a slushy. No, it was a power drink. The slushy is another story. Don't think we'll have time for that one, but a power drink, one that has a name that you all would know. And when he asked the lady behind the counter for the power drink, she said to him, what color? Not what flavor, what color? And this is ubiquitous. It is everywhere. I've been to friends' birthday parties where their cakes are all blue. I literally, not blueberry blue, not, you know, what else is blue, blackberry blue. Blue, like something that would seem unnatural to eat. And yet we somehow, even as adults, are eating it, drinking it. And to not have a connection, let's talk about the disconnect to the taste of it being blue. And what color do you want as opposed to what flavor? How disconnected do we need to be to not only indulge extensively, but also to gravitate to this, to ask for it, and for some of us to do it not just every day, but several times a day from what we eat and what we drink. And that's why having Dan the Man, the Life Regenerator, is so perfect and perfect timing. He is a certified detoxification specialist. He might be able to talk about us how we get blue out of our bodies. And he's been studying plant-based nutrition for the last 15 years. Dan has over 1,500 free videos on his Life Regenerator YouTube channel that are based around raw food nutrition, juicing, detoxification, fitness, and spirituality. And he has, well, the number actually keeps growing, and I'm sure it's growing as we speak, of people that are subscribing in the hundreds of thousands and millions and millions of views. So I was right. He has touched millions and millions and millions. So with that, Dan the Man, welcome Dan McDonald to the show.
Thank you, Filippo. I appreciate that, man.
I appreciate you, man. And all that you're doing. I suppose I should have told you at the beginning of the show that this show has been sponsored by The Color Blue. I'm just playing.
I know that.
But it's actually not funny, is it?
Well, not funny when you realize what it's doing to the children and the adult brain. The adult brain can handle it a little bit better. Because it's more developed, but the effects of the colorants on the children's brain, and then the children get punished with failing grades when it's actually the adults, the food service industry, and the government, the mature, responsible adults that should be making choices that actually nourish and nurture our children to help them to succeed, but we're actually doing the exact opposite, causing them to fail and then punishing them for it.
So you're actually not just talking about the color and the disconnect from the color, but what actually makes that color. So the chemical and all that is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, the chemicals and the colorants. And the scientists use the colorants because human beings are attracted to color. Color carries frequency. And they're trying to mimic the natural born inclination to reach towards fresh fruit as our main source of food, and the colors there that are natural. And so when we have all the colorants added to the foods, they're trying to create that same biological attraction to the food so that they can, of course, sell more of their food stuff. could call it that.
Wow. You know, I never thought of that. And interestingly, I was at a loss for words there, trying to think of what else would be blue. What is natural that is blue other than blueberries and maybe blackberries, but that's more purplish, I think.
Got your eggplant. You've got purple cabbage, blue, blackberries. That is one of the interesting things in nature. You'll find that color to be one of the more rare colors. It's the blue-purple frequency colors. You've got more yellows, more reds. But as you get higher and higher into those frequencies, like the purple frequency is very high. That's why berries are extremely good for the human brain.
Oh, that's interesting, actually, because when you correlate the chakra colors, that's where those colors are kind of up there in the chakra realm as well, right?
That's right. Those different colors have different frequencies, and as you move up the rainbow, the frequency gets, you could say higher, but it's actually more diffuse is actually a better way to put it. It's actually
A
lower frequency.
Wow. I didn't expect to get into this in depth of a conversation, and it sounds like from what we've already just started that this could be a whole conversation, because blue, unfortunately, isn't the only color in foods, and there are so many other colors, but that might even be worse, especially for children. I didn't necessarily want to talk about that. I kind of want to talk about your background and all that you share, but since you know so much about this, is there anything else you want to add since we've touched on this coloring thing?
I mean, basically, if you want your kids to be healthy and happy, buy fruit. The kids will reach for the fruit, especially if you can learn to find really good ripe fruit, which can be a challenge. But as you educate yourself more and more, you can learn to pick out mangoes that are actually ripe and sweet. You can find the organic berries that have some flavor that are actually ripened up on the vine. And you can go to your local farmer's market, pick out good fruit, and make sure there's always fruit in the refrigerator and on the counter for your kids. And then what you can do is slowly but surely, even though the kids may kick and scream because now they're addicted to those so-called foods, you can slowly transition them to actually eating real food. You'll watch their productivity enhance. You'll watch their patience increase. The ADD will disappear. The autism effect get negated in that way, and so many other behavioral disorders are affected in such a powerful way by the food that we're consuming as children. Now, as adults, we have a more highly tuned nervous system, and we've developed more skills to kind of hold steady and hold fast, but you'll notice that some of these fake and these so-called foods that the human beings are eating really cause a lot of disharmony and discord within the human body and within the human mind. So I've just been constantly trying to promote the consumption of real food, which is fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, like it was in the beginning.
Wow. And I'm thinking some of us that are older have had the benefit of having more real food and less of this, because maybe there was less of it around, but it's this kind of stuff is everywhere now, and it is cause for concern. So I'm actually really glad we touched on this, and thank you so much for what you shared on that. When we come back, I'd like to know how you got started into where you got all this knowledge and what gave you the impetus for doing all of these videos and putting yourself out there and in such a big way and sharing this information with so many people. I really look forward to hearing about your start into potentially your life change, allowing for other people's lives to change because of what you do and who you are. When we come back, we're talking to the Life Regenerator, Dan McDonald, here on Life Changes.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Donald's magnetic personality and true passion for regenerating every cell within his own body has made his show on YouTube a contagious and inspiring ministry for those who are seeking the highest levels of health information. And you have gotten a taste of his magnetic personality and his true passion. And so if you want more, you can go to regenerateyourlife.org, regenerateyourlife.org. And you can, of course, find him. You can find his YouTube channel there, or you can find him directly through YouTube. I think it's Life Regenerator, right, Dan? On YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you eating something delicious over there?
Nope, just breathing in the delicious air here. I got the window open. It's a beautiful day here in Central California.
Nice. Nice. As I was stuck in the office this morning and I was talking to you and I left you a message, you left me a message back saying, I'm taking a walk, I'm breathing in the air, I'm taking a moment, and I thought, that sounds so great. So it's not just about food, is it?
It is not just about food. Now, that's what I was thinking of, which is so interesting about how I got into all this. I thought it was all about the food, and that's why I've read every book on food there is, on raw food, fasting, detox, juicing, and that's why I picked up all this knowledge. But you do tend to evolve and graduate and begin to understand some more of the subtle complexities that lead to that state of vibrant health that I have sought after, which was, which I was without because I was raised on the colorant. I was raised with poverty consciousness. I was raised with anger and violence and judgment and criticism. And I was raised with the burn in hell, God, sin, fire, you're not good enough mentality. And I was failed all through school because I was one of those light indigo children that was like, hey, let's go out and play and have some fun. Let's create. Let's have art. No, Dan, sit down, be calm, sit still. There's no time for fun. You got to pick up all these data. And then the kids are just being like their souls and their spirits being robbed out of them. And now we're spending our adult lives growing consciously. We learn that food is very, very important. But then we also continue to expand and evolve and grow. We begin to understand the nature of the mind. And then we start beginning to work on the process of mastering the mind, which is the ultimate vehicle that leads to radiant health.
You just said so much. Okay. Let's start with just the food. Let's break it down. Let's start with just the food part. It's interesting.
I love the food trip. Oh, it is real. Like, food is real. Like, you can do amazing things with these raw living foods, fruits, juices, smoothies, salads, soaked nuts, and seeds. So ask me some questions, bro, please.
food is real, and yet without soil that is nourished in itself, and without sunlight, natural sunlight, and with without cells that are organic cells or seeds, then food could look like real food too and not be real food.
You got it. Yeah, so, it can look like a cucumber, but depending upon the nature and the quality of the soil, it can either have tons and tons of calcium and magnesium in it, which keeps your heart strong, or it can be almost completely devoid of those things and almost be just like a green water thing, you know?
Wow.
So
wow.
The minerals, the quality of the soil, minerals are, oh my goodness, that's why the food trip is so cool, because the glands are actually fed by the minerals. It's the minerals that, and the vitamins that work as cofactors that feed the glands. And I'm talking about the pituitary, the pineal, the thymus, the thyroid, the adrenals, and the pancreas. And if we have a high mineral density in our foods, that's why nutrition is far more important than calories. There's the whole big thing out there about fats and carbohydrates and proteins, and they're totally missing the mark because none of that really makes any difference. What I'm interested in is what is the nutritional density, and are you absorbing that food? You see, and when you're absorbing those high nutritional density foods, you don't need to eat as much. You save money, you save energy on the digestion process, and you can become much more productive in your life. So nutrient density, minerals and vitamins with the living structured water and the living fiber in the living fruits and vegetables. That's why I'm all about the fruits and vegetables for human health.
So you don't have to worry about the fat as much, and your mind is much clearer and all of that good stuff as well.
When I eat fat, I want the minerals out of the fat, and I want the effects of the fat, the vibration, the qualities that are protective and nourishing and satiating. When I eat the carbohydrates, I want the minerals and I want the color and the real colors, not the fake ones. I want the real colors out of beets and carrots and oranges and apples that actually make my skin beautiful and radiant and make my blood clean and clear and build pure blood so that my blood is clean and clear and carries that oxygen to those cells so that they can be vibrant and alive. And so every cell in my body is highly oxygenated and fully alive and vibrating with universal life energy so that I can wake up in the morning, feel good, and be happy. Do whatever I want.
Awesome. And then the lose weight part almost takes care of itself.
Yeah, if you focus on nutrient density and alkalinity, overweight, which is a huge, obesity is a huge issue. I think it's up to like 70% people are overweight now. And when you focus on the nutrient density and alkalinity, what you've got are a couple different issues that I want to bring up in case anyone wants to lose weight. Is that, first of all, you hydrate the fluid, and that allows the acid to be flushed out of the urine, out of the feces, out of the skin, and out of the lungs. So you're eliminating. And because the overweight and the obesity is just an accumulation of acidic waste. You put too much acidity in there, it gets in the blood, and the body has to store it to protect itself. So it stores it on your stomach and on your butt and on your legs and on your thighs and on your boobs, your man boobs, and everything else. Well, then, once you start alkalinizing with the fruit and vegetable juices, you can begin to neutralize that acid waste and flush it out of the proper elimination channels. That's at the level of the food trip. At the level of the psychological trip, you're going to have to find out what it is that you're holding on to and be brave enough to let that go. There's so many people that are like, I've been on this diet for so long, but I can't quite seem to get it. They always fall back into those heavier, denser foods because there's something going on at the level of the psychology that needs to be let go of. I'm not good enough. Our family is all fat. We all have diabetes. This is my genetics. This is my lot in life. I'm stuck with this. I can't. All this negative thinking, something is in there that there's usually some type of major trauma or several traumas that are being covered over and protected by the food. And that's why the courage when it comes to healing and weight loss is absolutely essential to be able to face these buried feelings, to be able to process the discordant energies within us that we all pick up in a fairly negative society, because most of our parents were not Mary and Joseph and were not enlightened. They didn't love us, nurture us the way that a real loving parent, you know, nobody's perfect, but we keep on passing down these discordant energies, and someone's got to be a cycle breaker. That's what I am. If anyone wants to know what I am, I'm a cycle breaker. The drugs, gone. No more just sobriety for me. The poverty, goodbye, I'm out of there. Do I hit my kids? Never. All these cycles are being broken, and now it's time to break the cycle of this discordant energy. And I'm going to make videos until the cows come home, bringing this up, talking about it, putting myself out there, being vulnerable so that other people can understand that these discordant energies and this disharmony inside of us that needs to be looked at, processed, and gone through, which is not an easy process, but it's the only way to freedom. And I want to help at least one person to get free. That's my life goal. And that one person is me and maybe one other person. And if I can do that and help one more person to get free from the trammels of pain and self-criticism, self-hatred, and the discordant energies that generally are either, you either blame yourself or you project it out onto the world. Very rarely will you meet a true sage who has found peace and harmony with him or herself. That is my dream and goal.
Dan, you are the man. That's awesome. And you just hit on something, a lot of things actually. And one thing reminds me, a few years back, I started acting a different way than some people in my life and my family expected. And I don't have children of my own, but I have lots of nieces and nephews and lots of children that I love and love me. And somebody in my family said, "Why are you acting this way? That's not how you were raised." And I said, "Right. The buck stops here. I don't want to pass on any of that stuff to any more generations. Let's be done with this. Let's start something new, something fresh, something better."
Amen.
And here you're doing it. You know, which brings me. I thought you touched on it, and I liked it, but. When we come back, now I even more want to know. I know you say you grew up with poverty and this and that, and or at least consciousness. What was the shift or the period of time or the person or the people when did it happen or how or what was one of the major factors that put you on this path, which looks like, from you saying you being an indigo child, was obviously the path you needed to be on. And there are so many people that can be here right there with you. They're watching you, and they can also not only learn from you, but they got other things that they could teach, and maybe they haven't made that shift yet. And hopefully they can be inspired potentially by what we're going to talk about when we come back with Dan McDonald, Life Regenerator, on Life Changes Network right after this.
Listen to these words. "He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased." It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We are back and we're talking to Dan McDonald. He is our guest today on Life Changes, and it's been a long time coming. I'm finally glad it happened, and it happened because of our friend, and we want to give a shout out to Vanessa Flores out at Aesthetic Everything. Thank you, Vanessa, for connecting Dan McDonald and us at Life Changes. I know you are a big fan of both of us and of all that we do, and it was time for us to connect. And if you all are becoming fans of what we've got going here in this conversation, what Dan has going on, of course, you can always find more information about Dan at our website at lifechangesnetwork.com, but you can go directly to regenerateyourlife.org. Regenerateyourlife.org. There you'll find not only the connection to his YouTube channel, which is Life Regenerator on YouTube. You'll also find his DVDs. You'll find, the DVDs from Detox Mastery, Transitioning to Raw, Blending Mastery. There's so much there. Recipes and information. He also does public speaking. And so if he's coming to a town near you, you want to go hear him. So you can get on his email list. Just give him your email address at regenerateyourlife.org. But in the meantime, we have him here live with us. Thank you again, Dan, for being with us. I'm really enjoying this.
Oh, thank you, sir. I am enjoying it myself.
I'm glad. So the transition point or moment or decade, what was it? What was it like? What was it for? What did you think you were headed to? What did you want to get out of?
Well, I guess there's three things that popped into my mind when you said that. I think I'll say the very first thing was my grandpa. After I think I was about 16 years old, my grandpa said, he just sat next to me, and this wasn't my real grandpa, you know. He's my real grandpa, but, you know, step-grandpa, basically, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Danny, you know, you're real smart. And you can do anything you want to do with your life. And that was just a pivotal moment for me. I'd never heard anything like that. 16 years old, already was having problems with all kinds of things that a young man would be having problems with. And for him to say that was just so profound. I hung on those words for years. And to this very day, that statement that was so profound is still at the center of the faith that I found in myself that day when someone else had faith in me. So it's always good for people to build other people up in a real genuine way, because you never know whose life you're going to save. That was over almost 25 years ago. And to this very day, those words ring in the back of my mind, even though a lot of the other negative programming still tends to rear its ugly, unconscious head. Those conscious statements that are powerful, in other words, one powerful statement like that can negate a lifetime of negativity. So never underestimate a loving statement or a kind comment or a word of faith or a word of encouragement. You never know how it's going to affect. Just like on these videos, you know? I never know if someone's going to... I mean, I've had people that literally wrote to me, I was going to kill myself, I saw one of your videos. Or I was so strung out on drugs, and then I saw one of your videos, and now I'm sober and have a girlfriend and have a job, and I've got my kids back. I mean, these videos have touched people's lives, so it would be crazy for me to let a little bit of negativity to slow me down when I could actually help one more person, you know? And so I continue to press ahead, even though I'm sure in certain ways you understand some of the downsides to being involved in today's modern media. That was one thing, Filippo, and the other one was a book that I read when I was 20 years old on attitude. And when I was 20, that's when I began to take responsibility. And to this very day, I am still working at the preschool level of managing my own attitude and completely eliminating victimhood and blame from my consciousness and taking full responsibility. And now that's where the magic happens. Whether it's a year from now or 20 years from now, I know that taking responsibility for everything that's showing up in my life and in regards to maybe using the word karma, or as you reap, so shall you sow, and not necessarily just in this lifetime, but I will leave it at that because I know that that's too far out there for some people. But I am right now working on purifying my karma, for lack of a better way to put it, but to work through whatever debt I owe to the holy law of this universe that says that which you put out is what you will get back, or that which you reap is that which you will sow. So I take responsibility for all the things that are coming my way that show up in my life, and I do the inner work. So I'm still, to this very day, working on my attitude, but I know for a fact that a good man's goodness will blossom. So never give up. You might think, well, that person's evil. They've got all the money. They're doing great. They got the beautiful girlfriend. They've got the adulation from the crowd. They're famous. But I'll tell you what, the truly rich man or woman is the one who is in possession of virtues. That way, if there is no money, there is virtues, there is richness. When there's patience, kindness, goodness, service, and humility, there is richness, whether there's money there or not, whether there is health there or not. Although health, I began to really begin to realize, is the result of the cultivation of those virtues that makes you have that rock hard, unbreakable, unshakable health. And finally, I have the grandpa, the attitude, and then finally the most profound thing that ever happened to me in my entire life, and I lived this very day, by a $1 book called The Essene Gospel of Peace, which I carry with me everywhere I go. And I strive to this very day to live up to the principles and ideals in that book, which is to eat the living food, which I do. I've got that down. That was a goal of mine. It took 12 and a half years to get myself to be 100% living food. Every bite of food that I put into my mouth is unaltered, whole, raw, living, high-water, nutrient-dense, bioavailable, life-activating, cellular-illuminating, soul-sparkling food. Every bite that I take adds to me and does not take away. But now what I'm working on, which is one of the principles in that book, is moderation. Overeating is the number one cause of diseases, heaviness, lethargy, and sloth. The human body needs those nutrient-dense, high-water, bioavailable foods in moderation to nourish, satisfy, and satiate. But one of the most overused drugs in today's day and age is the food. And so I'm still working on continually moderating my intake of food, making sure that I'm living by the spirit instead of by the flesh. The flesh will eat more and more and more until it's bloated and full, and it just wants one more bite. The raw foods really help with that. So those are three of the biggest things that I can share with you that have changed my life. And to this very day, I want you and the people watching this video to know that I am completely 100% dedicated to harmony, love, and peace. How long will it take me to get there? I don't know. 5 more minutes, 1 more second, or 100 more lifetimes? It does not matter. What matters is that I'm on the path and I am digging deep into the inner world and I'm taking responsibility. And I only share this, hopefully not because I'm narcissistic, but I can only share my own experience, what I'm dedicated to, and I hope that there's people feel the authenticity of a man who is consciously dedicated to evolution no matter what it takes. Now, in our perfect little airbrushed world, like we were talking about earlier, everyone's perfect. It's always so nice and easy. Nobody ever has any struggles. Well, that's not the world I live in, and maybe that's because when you're dedicated to evolution, you're going to burn up your karma, and it's like this. It's like, oh, you get through one stack of crap, you get a couple of days break, and you have this nice deep breath, and you go, all right, man, everything's going to be much better from now on. Well, then here comes your next stack of crap. So you get used to it, because if you're on the path of accelerated evolution and you really want to get to that freedom and that peace that is your underlying, you know, the underlying substrate of your true self is peace and harmony and love. And we're eliminating the discord by walking through the fire and burning that stuff up, by experiencing it out, developing patience and fortitude and humility. And we're releasing pride and we're letting go of shame and guilt. And we're being 100% okay with being human as we go through this process. We may be dedicated to perfection and purity, but that doesn't mean that every single experience that we have and do in this life is going to be, we are not always going to be pure, because we need to make those mistakes to have those stepping stones into that greatness. So I am thankful that I'm human. I am grateful for every mistake that I've ever made. I am grateful for the challenges in my life. Every single thing that happened to me, with the poverty, with the abuse, with the neglect, with the drug abuse, and every single thing I've been through, I would not change one single thing, because the man I am today is able to help a lot of people with authenticity and understanding that if I can do it, you can do it. Now, I'm working on purity, and I want other people to be imbued with the possibility of a pure heart, no matter how much work and effort that it takes. A pure heart is the greatest gift you could ever give yourself. Thank you for the long-winded.
That's got to feel good. I feel like
bro. I love life. I love, and I know these things are not everyone's cup of tea, but these are the truths that I've experienced. These are the things that have lifted me higher, brought me lighter clarity. These are the things that light up my soul. You know what I mean? And this is what lets my light shine. And these are the thousands of books I've read, the hundreds of spiritual teachers that I've listened to, all embedded within my heart and soul with only a desire to do good.
Yeah, coming through in the best way you know how to bring it through, and in the perfect way for people that can resonate with someone like you, to help them on their path as well. So I'd like to add something to your tagline, which is Dan the Man. I'd like to add Dan the Good Man.
That's very sweet. Thank you very much, Felipe.
Interestingly enough, I was just talking to someone recently who's into perfection, and I who's also a software engineer. And he was talking about something needing to be perfect. And I said, you know, the way our human ears are developed, do you know that when an orchestra that is made by software, the sounds are made by software, and when the orchestra software application creates the sound, if it creates it perfectly, then we will not accept it as real. We will, our ears, our brain will say, that's not real because it's perfect. And we're not used to perfection, or that kind of perfection. As a matter of fact, we don't want it. The orchestra has its little mistakes. Everybody's playing a little bit off key, but when you bring it all together, the sound is like nothing else that can be reproduced. So it brings me back to the food. When the fruits look too perfect.
You got it.
Right?
Yep.
There's something wrong when the color is too blue.
I want to tell you, this is a great opportunity for people to learn that the uglier the fruit is, many, many times, and most times, the uglier it is on the outside, the better it tastes on the inside.
Here, here.
Avocados, oranges all beat up, apples that have spots on them and stuff out on the field, just it's sweet, and those perfect little ones, they're like those perfect little tomatoes, they're like, that's delicious tasting wet cardboard. You know what I mean? No flavor.
I know what you mean.
The pickles come from the flavor, and the more that a fruit has to fight for its life on the tree, the more just character that it has. Ripe, sweet, juicy, mineral rich fruits and vegetables. Oh man, you'll never see another man get more excited about it than I.
So, Dan, the rich character that you are shows that you have had to fight for your life on that tree. And it might have been hard, but we're glad you did it.
That's the thing, bro. I mean, after all these years, and now the viewers on the YouTube are going to know something. I've been in survival mode, man. And I am really, really trying to break out of it. The pride and ego and shame and defensiveness. It's come through on every video I've ever made. And I know that it's like coming up. The last few days have been incredibly difficult as I can no longer run away from this issue that wants to be looked at and loved my way through it. And so I really hope that sooner than later I break free from survival mode and start going into thrive mode. And whatever it takes for me to get through, whatever meditation and self-honesty and finessing positive thinking and experiencing out these deeply embedded unconscious programs, I'm going to do it. I don't care how long it takes. What matters is that I'm dedicated to it and I'm on the path. And one brick at a time, I'm going to build a foundation that will not shake and will not break. I don't want to be a leaf in the wind. I want to build a true, powerful foundation by walking through this one step at a time. I don't want airbrushed, Hollywood, hot pink, fake crap. It doesn't work for me. I can see right through it. I see people on the YouTube, and they're the fake orchestra. I want the real deal, people that are actually real, and I can totally dig it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to have your good days, and you're going to have your not-so-good days. But if you're a real person, I can dig it. If you're not, I can see right through it. Your orchestra is fake. You know what I mean? So let's be real. People need to know that it's okay to be real, and it's okay to be human. There's so much guilt because of all the perfect little media, the perfect little airbrushed everything, no cellulite on those women. But, you know, then there's you, us normal people. You know, we're not the ones in the magazine. You know what I'm saying? So that's just, that's one of the biggest things for everyone to relax, let go, and hopefully my humanness allows other people to give themselves permission to be human and all that goes along with it.
Dan, that's huge. Congratulations. Thank you for sharing from your truth and from where you are. And you've been sharing from what you knew to be better than what you knew before. And that's what you've been sharing. And you're just getting better and better because of what you're doing, because of your commitment. And so you'll be sharing more and more. And so those that are following you can follow you into a new place and find what truth they need to find. Thanks to you. So More power to you. This has been powerful and certainly passionate and magnetic. Thank you. Thank you for sharing from your heart, my friend.
Thank you for taking the time to do an interview. I really, really enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure. And I look forward to much, much more. And I look forward to your progress. And I should add this, that every once in a while I get on YouTube and put in something where I'm looking for some information, and a video will come up, and it'll be Dan. Dan's got an answer on that for me. And I'm like, oh, why didn't I just go there to begin with? So you can go there to begin with by going to regenerateyourlife.org, or you just might find him and go ahead and enjoy his video on YouTube at Life Regenerator. We have been talking to Dan McDonald, and we'll be right back with our producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We are back. We've been speaking with Dan McDonald, otherwise known as Dan the Man, also known as the Life Regenerator. I'm regenerated, I believe.
You know, every time that somebody said to me, "You the man."
Yeah.
Now I know that it's really Dan. That's
Dan's the man. Yeah, exactly. Dan's a good man.
You know what came to mind while I was listening to that is the irony of just how much energy and science and specificity we put into our machines. The type of gas we use. The octane and racing fuel.
Additives. Yeah. The right oil.
Octane boosters. Oh. Precisely the right oil. Oh. And for anybody that even, maybe you don't have to know about that kind of mechanics, but I'm sure most people have had some sort of experience of maybe not using the right oil, mm-hmm. not having enough oil, maybe accidentally putting diesel in a gas or gas in a diesel or whatever. Yet, somehow, it's okay for us to ingest anything consistently into these machines that we are using for this trip
that around the body.
That we call the body.
Yeah.
And find it acceptable and then stand back and say, I don't know what's wrong or why am I tired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah. whatever else.
Yeah. You know, I used to use an analogy when I stopped wanting to have cake and people would want to make me a cake on my birthday, which was really a lovely thought. And I'd say, well, make me a dish that I like to eat or something. And they'd say, no, you have to have cake on your birthday. I used to say, well, do you force your dog to eat cake on their birthday? Well, that's silly. Cake's not good for the dog. But now you can't even say that because people are giving cakes and cookies and things to dogs too.
Let dogs eat cake.
Let them eat cake. Yeah, so you can't even use that as an analogy. But
maybe the cake's organic.
Maybe the cake's organic. Maybe it's carrot cake made out of
which is a whole nother discussion because natural and organic have both been so abused and so skewed, just like most marketing in order to sell products, that we get away from living food, you know, the vibration we're taking in, the simple processing, you know, whether you're using an organic grain, but by the time it goes through the processing and the blending and the this and the that and gets to you, it's not food.
I had an organic tea this morning, and I thought, this is so cool. It's an organic tea. And then I noticed it was organic tea with natural flavors. What the? What? What's in this natural flavor stuff?
Natural number five.
Something blue? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, Dan referenced something really important, and the Essene book that he got for a dollar. I mean, how powerful is that? Sometimes it's not the money that you spend on something, right? And he talked about eating the living food, and that's what he's been talking about, and his videos are all about, and all that stuff. And then there at the end, he talks about something, and I wonder, I'd like to make a connection for him and together, all of us. Eating the living food can also be translating eating the living word, and or eating the true word, or consuming or taking in the true word. And so I feel like he's going from actual food and the living food and everything that's good about food. And then there at the end, he talks about the word and our word, our who we are and how we present ourselves, what we say about ourselves.
I have to make a reference because I think what you're talking about here is so very important. And you know, I have a habit of defaulting a little bit more towards kind of the scientific or maybe the metaphysical or the physics of things.
I like it. Run with it.
You know, we've talked in the past about Power versus Force by David Hawkins. And one of the things that comes up in that writing and his studies are that the body knows always the difference between what's good for it and what's not. And that translates to a greater definition of truth or the absence of truth. And that's what you're talking about. And their studies actually showed that the body registers strong in muscle testing. For those that don't know what his work is about, it's about muscle testing and taken as just kinesiology, which is an accepted applied science. But you will test strong. Your body will actually register stronger when something is good for you or true, can be an answer to a question, versus the absence of truth, because there really is no false. There really is just truth or,
nice.
Or other. And that's, I think, what you're referencing. It really does come down to, you know, food is just another arrangement of atoms, which means it's another representation of energy. So by comparing that to the word, you're talking about energy at various levels, and you're really just pointing to truth and what's best for us at a higher level.
Absolutely. Wow. You know, I just made a connection to myself. I just took on a client that I've known for years as a person within my friend's circle, though I didn't consider him a friend, just happened to be a friend of friends. And he said, I need to work with you. And I said, why? And he said, because you don't like me. And I think I need it. I think therein lies an answer as to what's wrong with me. And I said, I never said I didn't like you. We just didn't resonate. And so during our first session, I said, I want truth. And as we started to get down to who he was and his story, and more specifically, who his family was, where he grew up and how he grew up, he told me a completely different story than everything I had known about him within the friend circle. And the story that he was telling me rang true, how he said it, what he said about it. And I said, and I circled it on the page that I was writing on, and I said, and therein lies why we couldn't be friends. I didn't know why we couldn't be friends, but I said, nothing about you was true. And I said, and this is. And he started to cry. He says, yeah, that is me. And even with all those negative things in his family, I loved him more.
All that, and then you found the truth,
and here we are.
Here we are.
The living word
regenerated.
The word is alive. And so, wow, you know, this is a show I don't want to see or hear end, because this topic, where we are with this, is so important, and we need to keep this going. Actually, that's what our show is about. Hello.
Keeping it going.
That's what our show is about, and here we are. We've come to the end of this particular episode, which, by the way, was not sponsored by The Color Blue. With that, I want to thank our guest, Dan McDonald, our engineer, Doug Newsom, Dorothy and Mark, and everybody that helps make this show possible. I am Filippo Voltaggio, thanking you for listening, being our friends and our fans and our family, and reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world.